So the snippet is sponsored, Lilo Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tfi. We are in the penultimate Halleluka, the second to last one, following Ashrei and concluding Tehillim. The theme is Melchemes Gog Magog, when the Jewish people are triumphant, when we persevere and endure, and we will welcome Yemos HaMashiach, the eschatological era, the era of redemption, when the world will be a place of peace, tranquility, of a true and lasting safety and security for the Jewish people, so much so that we'll burst out Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, will be moved and inspired to sing and to author a new song. Last night we discussed the second pasuk, Yismach Yisrael Beosav, B'nei Tzion Yagil B'Malkam. We started with the second half, the B'nei Tzion, or the residents of Israel, Malkam. We saw Machlokas between the Sforno and the Malbim. Is this a reference to the Malkam is Melech Melech HaMashiach, or Melech Malchei HaMalachim, in whom will they rejoice and exult? In Hashem or in his agent, the Melech HaMashiach. We discussed began to discuss the first half of the pasuk. Yismach Yisrael Be'osav. It doesn't say Be'oseu or Be'oso in the singular. It says Be'osav in the plural. Why is it in the plural? Rav Schwab said it is the royal we. Rav Hirsch said no. It means the Jewish people weren't only created once. When we left Mitzrayim, we became a nation. We started our Sinai, we became a nation. And through major milestones throughout our history, we have been reborn again over and over, and we have become a nation. The same will be true Tchias HaMesim, when we will welcome, and please God, soon, the Yemos HaMashiach, that era of redemption, we will be born yet again. And therefore the translation, according to Rav Hirsch, is the one who has many times created it, i.e. the Jewish people. Why does the pasuk begin with Yismach and then Yagilu? What's the difference between Yismach? The Yisrael will Yismach. They'll be happy, described by the word Yismach. The Bnei Tzion, the residents of Tzion, Yagilu. They'll feel a sense of Gila. What's the difference between Simcha and Gila, Yagilu? So the Malbim says, Simcha is a feeling we're familiar with. Simcha is joy and happiness that we already experience now and in this world. Gila is something new. So the Bnei Tzion, who Yagilu b'Malkam, they'll welcome Melech HaMashiach, or they'll welcome the revelation of Melech Malchei HaMalachim, that's Gila, that is something new, not previously experienced, something that is previously unfamiliar. That's the Malbim. The Gra says in the exact opposite direction. The Gra, in his comment on the Pasuk, Zayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nis Mecha, again, there you have, but in the opposite order. Nagila v'nismecha. And the Gra says the opposite. And simcha is something which is a davar chadash, something which is new. And gila is the continuation or extension of a feeling that you had prior. Another interpretation I saw, what does it mean, osav in the plural, yismach Yisrael be'osav in the plural. Why is it now, basav? Why are we referencing Hashem creating us now? The world will have existed from its beginning until Yemos HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes and we are celebrating this new era, we'll do so describing as if we've been created now. So yeah, there is something new created now. You know what that is? Now we've been created without having to struggle and battle the Yetzirah the way we had previously. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel tells us, Nimnu v'gomru, we counted and we concluded, Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Noach l'Adam, Shelo Nivra, it would have been more comfortable, it would have been more pleasant, it would have been easier for us had we never been created to begin with. Life is a struggle, life is a battle. We've shared the Maharsha's interpretation of that Gemara. Nimnu v'gomru doesn't mean they counted the votes in the Beis Medrash, it means they counted the mitzvos asay, and the mitzvos lo asay, and they concluded, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the odds are against you. There's a greater likelihood you're going to fail than you're going to succeed. Because there's 365 negative commandments and only 248 positive. So the odds are you're going to mess up. The odds are you're going to make a mistake. Nimnu v'gomru, says the Marsha, they counted and they concluded, the odds are against you, therefore Noach l'adam shelo nivra. It would have been more comfortable, it would have been easier having never been born. That's all true in this world. But Yemos HaMashiach, in that period and during that time, then it'll be Noach Shenivra. And therefore, it is as if we are created anew. Yismach Yisrael be'osav. We will be so joyous. And we will celebrate Osav as if we've been born again, born anew. Because it's a new era. And it's a new reality. And it's a new life. And it's a new lifestyle. Let's just begin the next pasuk. Yahal l'shemo b'machol. B'sof v'chinor yizamru lo. Yahal l'shemo. We're going to bless his name. We've seen throughout our study of the Siddur so far, certainly drawing from Sefer Tehillim, that when we reference Hashem, we often reference Shemo, His name. We can't make contact with Him directly. we make contact with his name, which represents him. His name are his values, his ideals, who he is. It's a symbol. Therefore, we're mandated to make a kiddush Hashem, of his name. And God forbid not to violate a chilul Hashem. We shouldn't desecrate his name. So too over here, Yehallelu Shemo. We are celebrating, we're exalting, we're praising his name. How? Bimachol. What is the word bimachol? What is the word bimachol? So we're going to dance. It's going to be a big tanz. Everybody's going to dance. Is that what the word machol means? So there are many interpretations. The simple pashtus, the simple translation of the word machol, is the machol is a klishir. Machol is a musical instrument. Like David HaMelech in the next chapter is going to enumerate among the klishir. Some say that the machol is the chalil. The Mishnah in Bikurim lists among the instruments a chalil. A chalil is called a chalil because it's chalul. It is hollow inside. The machol is the chalil. It's one of the instruments that we're going to sing, we're going to play, we're going to listen to when we welcome the Mashiach. That's one interpretation. That's the simple, literal interpretation. However, the Sforno says machol means with his kabtzus. It means with a gathering. But machol means that we'll all be together, we'll be gathered. We won't be a disparate individuals divided, but we'll be gathered together as one. And the Malbim, as you suggested, many of you, understands the word machol here as in the reference in the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Lamed Aleph, tells us, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Machol Letzadikim, that in that time that we so highly anticipate and long for, in Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem will make a circle for tzadikim who yoshev b'neim b'gan Eden. Hashem will sit among them in Gan Eden. Chol echad ve'echad mara be'etzbo. Each one of them will point with their finger and say, this is Hashem. So just like the Gemara, b'machol, we will dance in a circle, longing and anticipating that time. That's what this pasuk means. The Chafetz Chaim explains, we'll continue with this next time, why a machol? Why do we dance specifically in a circle? Not only la'asad lavo in the future, why now is the Jewish way of dancing not individually on a dance floor, not partnering off on a dance floor? We take hands on either side and we dance in a circle. Why is the image of being able to point to Hashem, why is the image or the icon of celebrating the era of Yemos HaMashiach captured and described in a circle? And Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with it next time.